I'm Allie's in studio. Their album, Dear Life, still out. It's their debut album. Y'all still working on what? What was so funny?
It's still out.
It's still out.
They haven't shut it down.
A lot of other duos pull their records after a year.
Well, I heard it, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to pull this thing.
There's going to be a recall.
I just knew that the government had gotten involved somehow and said, okay, for the sake of the kids, pull this album.
Oh, man.
All right.
I want to do something. I got to bring this up just because it's been a big argument around my house. Believe it or not, the internet sometimes starts a fight. You know, the blue and black dress and all that.
Oh, yeah.
What color are these tennis balls?
Yellow.
Regular green, yellow.
Wait, what color is that, though? Is it yellow or green?
I'd say yellow.
Big D? Tennis ball.
Tennis ball is, it's both, actually.
Highlighter yellow.
It's weird because there are some people who see a tennis ball as green, like bright green, and others who see it as yellow. It's kind of like the blue and black thing. And basically, the people that see it as yellow saw the dress as being gold and white.
Oh, my God.
And those who see a tennis ball as being green saw it as being black and blue.
Yeah, the dress was black and blue, just for the record.
Do you see tennis balls as being green?
No, they're yellow.
Well, then this thing's wrong.
Well, there you go.
Well, my wife will always disagree with me on colors. We were at H&M, and I said, hey, what about that gray suit over there? And she said, that's not gray. That's like a greenish kind of. I'm like, okay, whatever. Who cares?
Green?
She starts asking.
Are you colorblind?
She starts asking a bunch of people, like dudes in the store, what color they think it is, and they all agreed with me and thought it was gray, and then on the third try, she got somebody to agree with her that it had a hint of green in it.
Oh, and then, then she was right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I've never understood how we had a bud of mine in high school who was colorblind, and we would always be in the car at a red light, and he would go, I can't tell if it's red or not. I go, it's up top, stupid. Of course you can tell. Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to know that it's a color. It's just a light at all comes up. Those could all be white lights. And if the top one is on, you stop. And then when the bottom one's on, you can go. Stop doing your whole, I'm colorblind, I'm special. No, you're just being dumb because the lights are there and you can look at them.
All right, so high school buddy is dumb.
Yeah. It was dumb. Right.
You should wrote the paper.
Our album is still out. You should wrote in our paper, the Northern Pioneer, which is the Lacrete newspaper. Mm-hmm. We got a red light, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah. Your first red
our
light?
Our first red light. And there was an insert in the paper explaining to people how it works, so you could have been the guy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Wait a minute.
Wait.
They had to explain how red lights work?
Yeah, because the nearest red light would have been 200 miles away.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people in our town that
never seen one.
It's really like the Canadian equivalent of growing up in Tonga in the 1920s.
That's exactly what I was going to say. But
that's so crazy, man.
Bubba picks the most bizarre.
Well, I had to go to the most remote island I could think of at the top of my head.
Okay.
You know, Tonga in the 1920s.
So many islands at the top of his head, man.
Yeah.
So was it a legit red light? Like had three lights or just one red light or a flashing
yellow?
Oh, no,
it was legit, man. There was red, green, and yellow.
I hope that you guys, the next time you go home, that you take us. Because I would love to make that trip.
Wouldn't it
be fun to hang out with them for a weekend?
Which part would you love, the 6 hours of flying or the 500 miles of driving after you're done flying?
The 500 miles of driving.
Yeah.
Jeez. So wait, you have to fly 6 hours and then drive 500 miles just to get home?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, I'm that guy, and Big D knows it because we travel together constantly. He would rather one and done, fly, be done. I'm like, man, let's fly halfway and then drive the rest and see the country. I
Look
love
at
that.
Face. I see Dean's face when Bubba said it.
We have a 3-hour drive coming up today. So, I mean, that's great. I mean,
Listen, it's good to see you guys again. If you get a chance to download High Valley's one album,
I bet they get a chance.
They got one album.
It's called still
Dear
out.
Life. It's called Dear Life. Y'all putting a new album out soon?
We're putting an acoustic record out right now called The Farmhouse Sessions. It's the 7 most, what would you say, well-applicably acoustic treatment songs?
That's
the worst.
Exactly how I was going to say it, yeah.
Do you guys do some bluegrass in it, or kind of is it just guitar?
No, there's banjo, dobro, mandolin.
Nice.
Anything else Curtis can balance on his face is all on the acoustic record.
You name it,
and
I'll balance
when
it.
When is it out? Is it out today, like now?
It's out today. It's called The Farmhouse Sessions, and in the video, there's live horses running in the background that were, they're real horses.
It's not CGI.
No.
What a great salesman you guys are. High Valley, everyone. You can check them out. High Valley, just look for the live horses.